Welcome to Module 4 of the Trip Associates series on Program Evaluation. We trust you have completed Modules 1, 2, and 3 and are ready to move ahead. In Module 3, we discussed evidence and data collection techniques. We presented the difference between qualitative and quantitative data, and now in Module 4, we will examine a criteria for these two types of evidence. We refer you to the work of Hunter Boylan and Barbara Bonham and their criteria for program evaluation when looking at developmental education programs. The criteria they list are drawn from a number of different sources, including the Exxon Project on Developmental Education and published research studies. The criteria listed is considered an industry standard for evaluating developmental education. Here are a few representative criteria for quantitative data collection. How many students participated in the program? How many hours of tutoring were offered? What percentage of the students who entered the course stayed for the entire term? Or how many of those who participated in the program remained for one semester? You will see that the answers to all of these questions will result in numerical data. Qualitative criteria examples might be, to what extent are student users satisfied with the program? Or what are faculty and staff perceptions of it? Or finally, what is the impact of the program on the campus as a whole? As you prepare your program evaluation data plan, be sure to create criteria questions that reflect what you want to discover, both quantitatively and qualitatively. In this module, we also introduce the step where you address your budget, timeline, and resources needed. How much time do you have to evaluate the program? If you are directing the process, do you have to delegate some of your other responsibilities so you have enough time to devote to the evaluation? Creating a graphic timeline with dates listed for each step will help you stay on track. The best laid plans don't always work out, so it's important to build flexibility into the timeline. What's most critical is having a timeline in the first place and using it as a guide to keep you moving forward. Resources for the evaluation take many forms. You may need to hire others to collect records or tally up results. You might need to secure physical space to conduct the interviews. Or you may need to find colleagues to assist in data analysis. Don't expect to do everything by yourself. Now that we've addressed the steps leading to the completion of your evaluation, we will finish the series with Module 5 and look at how to report and use the program evaluation results. Please join us next time for the conclusion of this series.